Welcome to the Beer Elves Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
I'm Harmon.
And we've got three beers from three separate breweries.
We do.
Two separate breweries. I take that back.
Two.
They are all sours, though.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This
yeah.
is going to be a great night, guys. Oh,
yeah. We're doing a Unexpected. Sour night. Our our last one was a stout night. We're going to do a sour night. Why not, right? So
fantastic.
Fantastic.
So let's let's get to our first beer. What do you guys think?
Yes, yes, yes. Very excited at the moment. Didn't expect it to be sours. Traditionally, it's usually IPAs that we start with, lagers or, you know, some other nonsense, but today's sours.
Mm. Yeah, we're just souring it up right now.
It's nice.
Because we're that good.
It's nice. And I know that these sours don't come around very often as well, so.
No, and judging from the look of this can from the back, do you know which one, like which brewery this is?
Third Moon.
Yes, it is. All right. We feature these guys almost all the time. These guys are Third Moon. This is an Epoch Sour. It's a smoothie sour. So basically, you can freeze it like a slushy if you wanted. Oh, no. You can drink it the way it is because it's thick like a smoothie.
Yes.
It usually has unfermented fruit, but in this case, this one is a root beer float. So yo, it actually has root beer and vanilla ice cream in it.
I think we should put that in the machine.
We could.
We could, right?
We could.
We could.
We're going to drink this one now, though.
But this one we're going to drink this time.
All right.
Next time around.
Yeah.
We might maybe next time, yeah.
So, but nonetheless. Okay, so this guy, always got to keep it cold, obviously, because if it gets warm, the yeast will eat up in this case, the root beer and the ice cream.
The root beer and ice cream.
And it'll cause a can to explode.
Really?
Yeah, it'll eat the sugar.
The sugar.
Correct. So
I thought the vanilla ate the, you know.
Oh, the vanilla ate the.
I was like.
So this one contains dairy.
Dairy,
good. Yeah, yes, just as a heads up.
I hope so.
So the logo, it's got their skull with an open mouth. He's always drinking something, but in this case, it looks like the root beer's floats are in the background, just kind of floating around. They're not really...
Because they're float.
Yeah, they're floating, but he's not drinking it. Poor
root
guy.
Beer float? They're,
yeah, root beer float.
They're on float.
But he's a little bit upset because he's not drinking it.
He's like, ah!
Yeah, it's just, you know.
But, you know, it's the Epoch traditional design work with really cool background.
Yeah, really cool. Actually, this is, I think, a little more detailed than the last few that we've had.
Yeah, I think these guys have kicked it up a notch. And, I mean, again, the quality of all of the stuff we've ever had from them is
always
next,
top
next to none.
Yeah, yeah, it's always notch, amazing.
So, Dan, how about we just rate this real quick and
yep.
get on opening this.
Yep.
So, I rate this at least a 9.
Yeah, I'd say I give it an 8.5.
I give it an 8.
It says exactly what you want on it.
Exactly. It's
Epoch, root beer float. You're
root beer
like,
float. You're
question
like, okay.
mark? Root beer? Do I like it? Yes or no? So, I mean...
I gotta try it out.
Yes. At least one. And once you try one, hopefully we can have
you're
more.
You're gonna try all of them then.
Well, I mean, again, I don't even know if we can get them again. 90% of these things sell out quickly.
They sell very, yeah.
So it's either...
So we gotta, far, it's been good.
Look at the color of this thing.
Yeah.
This is not what you would expect from a beer.
It looks like coffee with a lot of cream in it.
Oh, man.
It looks fantastic, guys.
It looks
fantastic. It looks fantastic.
Oh, took care of that. All right.
Didn't have to go for it anyway.
Yeah.
This, totally looks like a coffee with some cream in it.
Oh my god! It
smells like root beer.
It smells exactly what it's supposed to be.
Exactly, you smell the root beer.
Oh yeah.
The root beer is there. Let's see if the vanilla is there, guys.
All
cheers,
right.
boys.
Cheers.
Okay.
Cheers. Cheers.
You reach for a double cheer. It's all good.
Wow.
Okay, this tastes exactly like root beer.
Oh man.
I mean, what, I'm pretty sure this is just root beer. Isn't that a damn beer?
It's like
wow!
Yeah.
I think A&W should be selling this stuff.
Yeah, I think we should have started with the sour.
Everybody's
first.
Gonna be hanging on A&W tonight. That's for sure.
This is like, it's a very this creamy root beer. Basically, it's really good.
This is over the top. I think this is one of the best ones we've had when it comes to a type of almost soda type of drink,
yeah.
rather than fruits and so on and so forth. And sour? I mean, this is not sour, but
not really sour. It's more sweet than sour.
Super sweet, I would say, but.
But very, very tasty. I'm. Yeah, this is amazing.
So Arminder, amazing. Any words? Any words?
I'm speechless, man. This is so good. But I think we should have started with the sour first.
This is going to be hard to top. Well, I mean, these guys got to stay refrigerated, so I didn't want to risk letting it sit
around.
That
makes sense, yeah.
I mean, we can just keep pouring this and then just rate it in a few minutes. And
seriously.
We can just like chug this down because this is over the top, guys. This is at least... 9.6.
Oh. Yeah, this is a 9.5 for me.
Yeah. This is
this damn. Is a 9.8 for me.
9.8. Okay. Whoa.
Okay, guys.
Guys, this is so good, man.
I mean, Third Moon's always been on our side when it comes to the quality of beer they push out, so we're happy about that. Cheers to them.
Yeah, cheers to them for sure. They're fantastic. Okay.
What do we got up?
Let's go on to our next snack here, and we're going to keep that sweetness going.
All right.
We're going to do something from China.
Oh, shit. Here we go, guys.
These are Skittles from China, and I believe they are chewy Skittles.
Wow. Chewies.
The packaging is pretty neat. It's like a Ziploc bag. It's got like the rainbow in on the top, like a circle.
It's like a smelly proof bag, guys.
Yeah. It, for those who don't know, they're the best Ziploc bags you can get.
They are.
The background, yeah, it's almost got like a pink cloud. It's got the fruits on it. It just says Skittles. Obviously, everything's in Mandarin or Cantonese because I can't read it.
Nice packaging.
And the... By the back shows the flavors, which
we can't read.
No, but I'm guessing it's like peach, strawberry, probably front, apple.
No, but at the front of it shows you all the
The
fruits there. Orange, strawberry,
apple,
lime,
grape.
Lime and grape. Oh,
yeah, this might be good. Okay, and well, let's pop this open.
I mean, design work. Hey, guys,
this is actually really good.
That's an 8. That's a good 8.
That's an 8.
Yeah, definitely an 8.
It tells you exactly what it is. You know it by the rainbow,
stands out for sure.
And it shows you exactly what it looks like.
And it's like the white background with all the colors in it. Like it really stands out.
I like it.
I almost don't want to rip it in half.
Come on, Dan. Hurry up. Let's eat this sugarness. We have to get down to the sours.
Yeah.
The sours are good. I think this is a hit regardless. This root beer is...
Yeah, number one.
Oh my God, these smell amazing.
I can just imagine, Dan. Probably going to have more than one.
Oh yeah, they're all like super soft gummies. That's what they look like. They're a lot bigger. I'd say maybe twice the size of a regular Skittle. And they're not round. They're about half. Okay, I got orange.
Comes in different colors, yeah.
Nice.
Orange tastes exactly like orange.
I got the lemon, and it tastes like a lemon. Yo, how many are you going to have and just shove in your mouth, bro?
Throw them back over here.
So good.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, relax. You know, we got to choose too.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's get one more flavor out of there. What do you get?
Strawberry, hope.
Strawberry.
Oh, strawberry.
Every single one tastes so good.
Great snack.
Yeah.
Perfect. I mean, maybe not a great snack, but very interesting to try.
Snack, you're saying.
As a gummy. Traditionally, I eat these as a candy, not as a gummy. So it's.
You sure you don't want?
Yeah, it's usually like a soft
grab
candy.
Grab some more.
Yeah.
These are way better.
I'm pretty sure those are going to be gone. The root beer's going to be gone, and probably the next beer and all that's just going to be chugged down, like within in a ratio of about maybe what.
5 minutes.
Five, maybe seven, ish.
10. Five to 7 minutes.
Five to 7. Cool, cool, cool. Okay, anyway. Overall, the Skittles.
This is an 8.5 for me.
It's different. I like it.
Yeah.
Flavor's good. Yeah, 8.5 is a good number. 8.5.
Yeah, same here. 8.5.
8.5 across the board. Really impressed. Because, I mean, I do got to say, you know, not a knock to these Chinese snacks, but a lot of them that we've had have been kind of hit or miss. They've been like, man, you know. Especially with the chips, but this candy one, wow, really impressed. So, well done. Okay, we're going to move on to our next beer, looks like.
Yeah, it looks like we have to. Oh, okay.
All right, so these next two beers are from Counterpart Brewery. They're based out of Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada.
Yes, they are.
And we featured them before a few times. This one in particular is their Blender Series. It's a sour ale. With raspberry, passion fruit, lemon zest, vanilla, and lactose.
You go with passion fruit, no?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, good.
Some people just don't like passion fruit.
Passion fruit's fantastic.
I like
it. Gotta have some passion, man.
In that fruit.
Yeah, in that fruit.
Okay, Danny, so...
The label's really plain. It's just like almost like a reddish kind of label with Blender in white letters across the side here.
It's like a tornado up in the...
Yeah, and you got like, you know, a cartoonish or drawing of... the passion fruit there. I'm assuming that's the raspberry on the top there. Yeah, it's got a tornado of... Oh, I thought it was tornado fruit, just a regular tornado.
No, okay. it's being blended inside that can.
Oh, right,
that's
right.
The whole idea. It's being blended, right?
Man, yeah. See, this
blender.
Don't smoke crack.
Yeah,
don't smoke crack.
It's not good, usually. No, it's
definitely not good. Depends on the raspberry and passion fruit there. So, looks pretty cool.
6.5.
Yeah,
I give it a 6.
6.5 as well.
It just doesn't.
It's very plain.
If they had done maybe a few accents, shiny accents on it, as an example, like a mirror shiny design, I think it would might have been a pop.
It's a matte finish, so it doesn't stand out as much.
I think they were just trying to push the blender. If you knew what blender was, you'd probably try it. I'm guaranteeing that this beer is going to be amazing, so let's crack it.
Let's do it. Okay, so it's 5% as well, and the last one, in case you guys don't know, was 5% as well. In fact, the next one is 5% too, so we're just going fives across the board.
Again, it doesn't matter about the percentage, guys.
It's all about the flavor.
Traditionally, we drink what? Simple beers at what, 5% anyway? Correct?
Generally.
Roughly. Yeah. So, I mean, drinking this one and at least enjoying it based on the flavor is the best part about it. I know that a lot of people tend to just drink traditional beers because they think that that's all that they can get until they start looking. Once they find a place or two that they can get some good craft beer, guys, change your life. If you're a drinker, guys, because we're drinkers, obviously, you can tell.
This one here, as you say, it's a very pink and hazy, so it's very like a rosy color.
Wow.
And it smells very fruity.
Yeah, so fruity.
The last one was
smell a lot of berry
amazing
in there.
In its own way. This is amazing in its own way.
Oh, no, man, I'm scared.
I smell the berries. I don't really smell passion fruit, though, but I smell berries.
So this is a pure sour coming right now.
Oh, yeah. Cheers, guys.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Get a little bit of a...
Big bang.
Yep.
That has a kick.
Yeah, nice little... It's got a good kick. Get a lot of berry flavor. Again, not really tasting that passion fruit as much.
I think the passion fruit is like the underlining.
I think it's more at the end. I think that's why it's a little more tart.
Yeah.
Could possibly be. Don't really taste the vanilla as much. And maybe I think the lemon zest kind of adds to it a bit. But it's definitely got a little bit of sourness to it. Harmon's puckering up like crazy right now. You right there, buddy?
Oh, that's very sour. Very tasty, though.
That's some good sourness. I mean, this is the kind of sour that you traditionally want.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
This is a very good sour.
That's what you expect. When you grab a sour beer,
this is what you want.
Yeah.
This is what you want. A lot of people are unsure about it, but I mean, after you've had a few.
It's great. I mean, the fruited sours are, you know, you get them, they're almost like kind of jammy, Sour Patch Kids-ish. Where you get that tart, but you still get the sweetness from the fruit. So it works really well.
It's something you just want to keep drinking just because you want to get that hit again.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like that. Oh, shit. The guy that
I know the guy
that was puckering like crazy is finished already. Finished
it. He liked it.
Yeah.
He hasn't said anything about it yet. So yeah. Let him talk.
Go ahead.
Please.
Tell us what you think.
Please say a few words.
I'll give it a 7.
Okay, and that's it?
That's it. Yeah,
easy enough. 7, that's it. Okay, guys.
You downed it, you're like 7?
No, explain.
7.
7, that's what it is.
It didn't blow you away?
No.
Nothing like the root beer?
No.
No, I mean, it's different.
Guys, you gotta try the root beer, obviously. But this, if you're a sour guy, or person, I should say, a girl, try it out.
Oh, shit, here we go.
Well,
let's not go off topic, okay? Let's go back on topic.
Let's not get too woke here either. It's just if you're a sour person.
If you're a human.
Yeah, human.
Yes, if sour you're human.
And, you know, we all good.
Yeah.
Sour's not the shit for you. Go to the damn root beer.
Yeah.
Or maybe the next beer. But again, we're going to find that out shortly. Man, this was good.
This is very good. It's got a very jammy kind of flavor to it.
So sorry, you said, yeah. What's your rating?
You gave it a 7.
Oh shit, 7. I know, I'd give this at least a 7.8.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to give it an 8. I enjoyed it.
Nice. 7.8. It was good. It was good for a sour, and Counterpart I know does good beer.
Yeah,
right?
They're very solid.
And this is like a solid sour for them, guaranteed.
Yeah, this is really good.
If they keep making it, or unless this is a certain batch.
To be honest, I've had a bunch of the blenders, and this is probably one of the better ones that I've had.
Gotcha.
So, really good. Okay, snack time.
What do we got up next?
We've got Product of Korea.
One of the best types of snacks we've had on this show.
Yes, these are the turtle chips.
Previously.
Now, unfortunately, nothing is in English, so we have no idea what the flavor is.
But it looks like
it's hot.
Turn it to the back. There's that label that might say...
It might say on the back there. I can't read it, though. Let me see.
Might say spicy flavor.
Spicy flavor, yeah. There you go.
It's a spicy flip. Guys, Turtle Chips has been our go-to for any type of Korean chips, because these guys, these turtle chips, like their shells or whatever they're supposed to be,
they
kick ass.
Every single one of those.
Every single, the sweet one, the regular one, the spicy one. But I think this one is going to...
It's going to give you the kick.
This might, remember the flaming lime ones we had that had the lime with the thing? They were fantastic.
There's smoke coming out of the turtle's mouth on this one. Okay. And the chip itself is flaming. Going into his mouth.
The anime turtle. He's eating it. Yeah, it's flaming.
I'm excited.
And it says, oh my God, OMG, there we go, in a bubble word. They look like kind of like they're puffed corn snacks, essentially.
Exactly.
But they got different layers to them, usually about four different layers.
Yeah, sure. Four, five, three, two,
one. Once you open it,
they're supposed to resemble a turtle shell, but nonetheless, they're fantastic. This is a great package, though. It's got the cartoon...
It shows
turtle with the top hat eating his.
The name is probably huge right there. That's it's crazy intense. It's quarter of the thing, but the rest of the packaging still gives you exactly what it is that you're buying.
Yep.
Which a lot of other packaging doesn't do very easily. This guy did it.
They've done right. And look at the turtle chip itself is like
the design
really big.
I give it a 9.5 on this. Period, because 9.5, like, they got that shit down. They got the brand, they got the dude, they got the chip itself, and they're telling you it's friggin' hot. Oh my God.
Yeah, I give this a 9.
I give it a 8.
Bang on, man.
Give it an 8, okay.
For chip bag? Like, that was it's better than like a Dorito bag. It just says Doritos and one chip. Done. It's flying in the air because they don't even really say anything. These guys, I mean.
No, these guys are like hands down awesome.
Yeah. Let's open this up and let's crack it. Let's eat it. Let's see it.
Yeah, we haven't been.
Let's
rate it.
We haven't been disappointed.
Want to spice up your life? Damn, just rip it. What's wrong?
Life. I almost had it. That's why I was like, damn it.
Not
again,
to worry.
Again, like that. I see that. Looks really nice.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It smells like a spicy barbecue.
Uh-oh. Too many. Spicy barbs.
Oh yeah. Salty, smoky. Spice hasn't kicked in yet. Well, a little bit of spice. Not too bad.
They never disappoint them.
No, exactly. It's advertised.
Good. Wow.
Spicy, I'm not too sure about the spice level. I would give this a 3 out of 5. Not even.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 out of 10. 3 out of 10.
It's not super spicy.
3 out of 20.
You were expecting a lot, eh?
From a lot
that.
More.
It's three out of 20, but again, a lot of the people that eat this probably don't eat spice food like we do.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different.
It's kind of building up a little bit more on me, though.
It's good. It's good. The flavoring is a little bit weird. I don't know what it is, but it's a little bit
like half barbecue, half something else.
Yeah.
I think because of the corn, it's like a corn snack, so it's got like you get the corn flavor. Correct, with the barbecue, so it's kind of...
That's exactly
but
why.
But to me, it's very tasty. I'm enjoying it. And no, this
is great. This
I think
is,
that's deadly, though, regardless.
The spice level...
The crunch.
The spice level's there. Like, you get the spice, you're just not getting, like, peppered in it. It's just a little slow burn, it dies out pretty quick.
8.5 on my end. This is a good one.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to give this... I'm giving this an 8.5 as well, actually. I enjoyed it.
Oh.
I'll give it an 8.5 as well.
All right.
Okay.
Awesome. 8.5 across the board, guys. That was a damn good snack.
Really, really good.
I mean, turtle chips, guys, if you see this shit anywhere, just grab one. Just try it. Once you know, you know.
Yeah. If you see turtle chips, just get them.
No thought process. You're just like, oh, okay.
They do have a fish-flavored one. If you don't like fish, don't get that. But regardless, they're fantastic.
You'll thank us later.
Exactly right.
Trust me. It was an unexpected buy initially as well. And then we were very, very happy with the outcome.
Yeah, it was kind of like, we saw it by fluke, remember? Because we're like, around, we're like, oh my God, there's turtle chips. Grab them.
Okay.
So.
And I'm pretty sure that one was the sweet one initially.
I think so.
Yeah, and it was amazing. And I was like, a chip? Damn.
Yeah, it was a sweet corn. That was the first one we had.
That's the one.
Yeah, that was really good.
All right, what do we got next up, Eddie?
Okay. This guy, once again, like I said before, Counterpart Brewery. This one is called The Kids Aren't All Right. It's a sour ale with raspberry, orange, lemon, lime, citrus zest, sour gummy candy, and lactose.
And lactose, got it.
So we got the sour gummy candies. Now, the labeling is actually a lot more detailed than the last one.
This one is nice.
Yeah, the kids aren't all right. The kids is in green. Aren't all right is in orange, as with sour ale in the description. You got the gummy a little gummy guy kind of waving. He's smiling. He's in red, yellowish background. Looks like there's a house with another blue gummy guy.
The house is on fire.
Yeah, he's on fire, but he's like, is he spray painting graffiti on there?
Yes, he is. He's spraying coconut, right?
I think it says coconut. No. I don't know. No, it says count.
Count.
Yeah, maybe it says count. I can't tell.
Can you go back? Can you go back to the original red dude? Because for some reason his hand has smoke on it.
It looks like it's got smoke.
Maybe he's running away because he's the fire starter.
Maybe, but he's smiling too, right? So that's what's kind of.
I'm
pretty
sure he's the fire starter there.
He could be.
So the fire started. There's someone on the roof. The fire's on the roof.
There's a blue guy on the roof that's kind of freaking out.
There's a ladder.
There's a red guy climbing the ladder. There's an orange guy at the front who's really shocked and doesn't know what's going on.
That's crazy. A lot of things are going on there.
And there's a little like basketball court with a squashed one or drunk guy. Yeah, because he's got the bottle.
There's a drunk guy at the bottom.
He looks like he's squashed. He looks like he's all flat. But
fast down. Let me see.
It's kind of funny.
This is a...
It's a really cool label.
Yeah, wow.
It tells like a neat little story.
So it's flaming. The guy's over here probably like... he's cleaning, Daniel.
Is he cleaning?
No, I think it's spray. Yeah, he's spraying.
He's spray painting. He's spray painting. That's what I thought.
This guy's having a cigar. Smoking a cigar.
Oh, he's smoking a cigar.
This guy's drunk. Right in front of the basketball court. Man, damn. This tells a whole damn story. I mean,
yeah,
that's like...
I like this.
That's probably one of the best ones I've ever seen.
This is a really cool label.
I give that a 9.8.
I give it a 9.5.
Yeah, same here, 9.5.
Really cool label.
That was, yeah, probably one of the nicest labels I've seen.
Yeah, it's really neat. Like, you don't realize how detailed it is until you start looking at it, and you're like, oh, wait, there's more. And you keep spinning the can. You're like, holy shit, it goes all the way around.
And if you do see this on a shelf, you will be attracted to it.
Yeah, definitely. Stands out for sure.
It stands out, regardless. As soon as you get suckered in, then you start looking at the design, you're like, oh, this has to be good.
Doesn't it look like Sour Patch Kids?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And the color looks almost similar to the other one, so basically like a hazy, rosy color.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes sense because of the candy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So this one's going to be another sweet one, I'm guessing.
Yeah, very sweet. Maybe.
I'm pretty sure. Sour sweet, maybe.
Sour sweet, man. Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Okay. Smells similar to the other one, too. You get a lot of berry in it.
Smells sweet, though.
It does smell very sweet.
It's going to be sour, that's for sure. It's going to be nice.
Sour and sweet.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers. All right. I
wasn't expecting that, but okay.
Light duty.
It's a little bit lighter. It hits you right off the bat and dies out really quick.
Yeah. They probably have different variations of this, but this is a good one.
You definitely taste the candy right up the front.
This is not a kick-ass beer, meaning kick-ass right off the bat taste-wise, but it has a good taste overall.
Yes, it does.
It's like eating a damn candy. It's just this one taste. It's not a beer with like the other beers that we had. You kind of taste all the different things. This is kind of what it is.
Yeah, it's a pretty straightforward beer. Yeah, I mean,
exactly. Straightforward.
It could be the turtle chips might screwing up our taste too, but
maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I do find that it does die out pretty quickly, but it does taste very candy-ish, like almost like a red gummy candy off the bat.
Yep.
And
that's it.
And yeah, I'm not really tasting much fruit.
There's nothing else. It just tastes like that. You don't taste like multiple different things.
No, it's just like a candy sour.
Yeah, straight up. And it's different because we tend to be like, oh, it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different thing elements. But this one seems like it has one solid element.
Yeah, it seems so, eh?
I don't know, Dan. You tell me because it sounds like I'm going crazy right now.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, okay. Because I thought I was just talking bullshit. But I mean, like I'm...
It does. It just seems like it's got, to me. I'm just tasting the gummy. I'm not really tasting much fruit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, Harlem's done. Nice. Very nice. Okay, guys, so I don't know about the hit on this, but...
Yeah.
Not too bad, but not... I mean, I was expecting a little bit more of a punch.
Yeah,
this is... So I'm a little disappointed on that.
It's a 7.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 7.5.
7.
7.5 for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, not terrible, but I think,
it's,
you know...
It's good.
It's good for what it is, but yeah.
For most people, they would be happy with it. For myself, again, after having two of the crazy beers that we just had.
Yeah.
That was flavorful. This is a flavor. That's what I'm getting. So that's the only reason why it's getting a 7.
Not as bold flavor as we wanted.
Well, even if it was bold, but it was just one flavor. just like when you're eating a gummy, it's just that flavor. Those things are eating different fruits that you can taste with some vanilla in the background. So it's a little bit different. On this one, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, well, that's what I meant by bold. Like, you get the, like, you would get the gummy. If it finished a little bit more fruity, it would probably be...
It didn't finish.
Didn't really finish fruity. It just kind of died out.
But it's okay. Good beer, guys. Again, where are these guys located?
Niagara Falls, Ontario.
Niagara Falls, yeah. Good job. Good job.
So if you're ever in the area, check them out. They're really good, and their food's fantastic, too. So overall, though, yeah, not too bad. Good sour night, I'd say.
Yeah.
Good snacks, good beer. Yeah.
I mean, that root beer didn't really feel like a sour.
Yeah, that root beer shouldn't have been fruit.
Yeah, not really. It's a sour ale, but, you know, what are you going to do? But regardless, wanted to say thank you guys for listening.
Like usual, subscribe, please.
Subscribe. Stockholm, Sweden, you guys rule. Falkenstein, Germany, we love you. Keep listening.
Keep listening.
Awesome.
Send us a message if you want to see something different or anything else.
Yeah, if there's anything you want to suggest, throw us a message in the comments on our YouTube or on our Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. But nonetheless, yeah, subscribe if you haven't already. And follow us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever.
You agree?
Any platform.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good.
He's good?
Good, good. Yeah, I'm just hoping he agrees with it or anything that we're saying.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
That's all.
Well, just threaten him. He'll agree, no problem.
Yeah.
So threaten him with the root beer float.
No root beer float for you.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's like, oh, okay, okay. Anyway, the snacks are going to get murdered. So is the beer. So you guys have a great night. We're going to wrap it up, Danny.
Yeah.
Last words.
I was just going to say, we're gonna end things right now. So have yourselves a great one. Happy drinking and enjoy the rest of your day, night, whatever time it is that you are listening to us.
Stay grooving, people. Stay grooving.